Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. This is Vince Finelli's Hour. It's USA Prepares. He has his own show here on Genesis Network. It's also broadcast over on Republic Broadcasting. And Vince, you've been a financial person in the past. I think your last just over broker job was in the mid-80s where you had a financial job. I tell people, everybody should have their own business.
Yeah.
Everybody should, in a sense, do their own taxes. We have a tax guy that does the final snap of columns together. But my wife, Michelle, who is a financial broker and so on, she basically does all our taxes, arranges everything and write-offs and organizing. And if she didn't, we would be financially destitute, considering that we pay for our sons, three sons going to university or developing their own business. And they don't have any debt at all, our sons, which, by the way, most people aren't financially secure in their 20s or early 30s. I have a 32-year-old, a 30-year-old and a 27-year-old, and we don't want them to be financially strapped. Otherwise, they don't have a future. Also, you can write off everything we're going to talk about today, how to prep yourself up, not only financially, but physically for a very dark future. And you get to decide the future you want. One of the first things we talked about the other day was Jonathan Gray, and I'll have his show up today. And we're starting a series of shows on Are You Prepared? And I used to, and I should say, the caption under it in the book should say, where do you want me to chisel your end date? People don't understand that it's not just a physical end, it's a financial end. That you know, and we see this with Donald Trump. He's looking at the financial balance sheet of America and realizing America has an end date unless we change things. Well, the same thing for you. If you can write off a lot of stuff while you're prepping, you can also have ways of creating energy, creating food stores, having personal protection, doing other things. And, you know, you can do it in such a way that it becomes a tax write-off as well. So let's get into all of this stuff.
Okay. Well, let's start with this. Dr. Bill, I heard you talk about paying your own, doing your own income tax return. You said that...
Yeah, but my wife does 95% of it, and she sends it off to her accountant in Colorado.
Okay.
Who's clever to check the rules to make sure we don't break anything, but basically she does all of it beforehand, so we do every possible thing to write off whatever we can. Okay. Our business, our home, our power. Uh-huh. We actually have to get a new furnace air conditioner because the other one broke down after being in this home for like 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And but we do everything to try to write it off, and also our prepping things. You know, I'm going to soon put in another layer of power backup, and of course I'm going to advance my greenhouse. I have fruit and nut trees in my yard. I'm also going to start putting more self-protection here, the technologies that I'm developing that I'm going to be teaching more people on video as well on how to create lethal and non-lethal weapons to protect yourself. People need to realize the future can be very dark if you don't plan against it. It can be very dark indeed.
Let's teach those paying attention today how we can pay for them with tax deductions. So, for example, you want to put in some fruit trees. Can that be a tax deduction?
I bet it can.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Let me just. That's a tax deduction against your business, in other words, you're saying.
Well, you're going to be talking about it on the air. You're going to say, I put in some fruit trees, and here's what happened. So this is an educational experience for you and those who are listening to the NutriMedical Report. You're going to be talking about it. So how can you talk about it if you haven't done it, and how can you do it without paying for some of it?
Right.
So what I'm saying is, by the way, let me put out a disclaimer. So for those who are paying attention to what we're saying, don't believe anything I say.
Okay?
Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Now, if you get hauled into an IRS audit, congratulations, okay? Really, it's a great learning experience, but don't blame me if you don't like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I don't think you can have that much fun for free anywhere else. Really, I think going to an audit is great. I bring the entire family. It's an educational experience, and we make a day of it. And we've been audited at least 10 times. Now,
you're kidding. Now, why do you think you are coming onto that? You're coming onto it because the most important center point of prepping is financial. Because a lot of people say, I can't afford. Give an example. One of the questions has been talking about health care. And I've said this before. People don't need a request. I had one guy, JB, try to request that I give him all the documents of all the orders he ever placed. Well, they always get an email copy of it. Everything you've purchased from NutriMedical, whether it's now or in past years, is always a write-off if it's for a specific health problem. Whether it's technology like the new Sonic Life or a microcurrent device or Lumen Photon or supplements, they're always a write-off for against your just your personal taxes. But if you have a business, for example, we just added the CBD nanotechnology, cannabinol oil.
Yeah.
This is a multi-level. You can write that off, too. But I tell people, everybody should have their own home business. They register as well. And, even if you don't draw a large salary yourself, you can write off your expenses to actually make you have a reasonable life by writing it off through your business, which you set up to also not only serve yourself, but also other people around you, whether you're growing fruit and nut trees or you're growing herbs for preppers or you're sending out technology, or are you starting up a blog to provide information to help other people? What you have to understand is the reason why America is strong is because individuals have taken responsibility to not only help themselves but others.
All right, let's talk about some of these taxes that we pay, and then I'll talk about how to eliminate or reduce them. So there are about 97 taxes. Okay, air travel taxes, biodiesel fuel taxes, building permits, building registration fees, capital gains taxes, cigarette taxes, court fines, disposal fees, dog licenses, driver's licenses, employer social security taxes, employee social security taxes, environmental fees, estate taxes, it goes on and on, fishing licenses, and there's federal income taxes, corporate income taxes, food and beverage license fees, franchise fees, garbage taxes, gift taxes, gun ownership permits, highway access fees, hazardous material disposal fees, hotel taxes, hunting licenses. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So there are 97 of them. Well,
right.
Here's what you do. We want to minimize or avoid paying taxes. Now, tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is legal. It's absolutely acceptable, and that's what I do. So let me tell you how I think one person or one of us could consider doing this. So you start your own business. Now, what is that business? Well, you want to get some stuff for the preparedness mindset that you have. And you go, you know what? I sure would like to deduct these. But, well, hey, I could start a business. What I'll do is I'll start a blog. And I'm going to pay $5 a month to Bluehost. And they're going to host my internet. Now, that $5 to host my blog is tax deductible. Now, of course, you need access to the internet. Now, that's tax deductible. So now you have your business is covering the cost of your blog. Now, what are we going to blog about? Well, I sure would like to have a generator, but let me do some research and figure out which generator I want to buy. So you do the research and you buy one because you want to tell people what you've learned about your generator. And you may take a video. You might need a cell phone camera. So you get your cell phone. Now your cell phone bill is partially tax deductible. You use the camera to take the video, and now you do a video on your generator, what you like, what you don't like, the research you did. You put it on a blog. Take pictures. Now you've had a generator expense, and you need some cables. You need a gas can. And what I'm saying is this is all legitimate. if you are in the business of trying to generate a profit. Now, how do you generate a profit with buying a generator? Well, ultimately, the plan might be to get advertisers. So you've got to, you know, build up your subscribers and people who visit your website, and eventually when you have enough of them, then you can start selling advertising. That's the overall plan.
Well, you can give me an example. Let me go a side thing of this. For example, right now, and you're an individual out there. You don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to all those other things. But you can have a blog. You can have a website for almost no cost at all or basically free. But you can have a blog, and you can start up with something even on Facebook or Twitter. Anybody can do this. And you can decide, hey, I'm going to figure out how to market, let's say, my CBD oil, like, which is under Dr. Deagle, or I'm going to actually market several products. Maybe I want to market how to put together the generators that Deagle mentioned on his show and work with him to say, we're going to set up multi-level so that I'm going to refer people to get their batteries and their solar panels, and I'm going to get a percentage of sales on that. Your own solar panel systems that you get for yourself are a complete write-off because you have a business now. Right? And welcome back. One of the things I think people should realize is the idea of doing a business where you not only can write off products that you actually market to other people and help other people, but you can write them off against your own expenses. You can then have enough disposable income to take care of yourself. I had a recent lady who emailed me, and it's sad, and I have to contact this lady. Is that what happened is she returned three products. She had some complex health problems. I emailed her back and forth, which, by the way, I provide free. Nobody else does that. And then she returned all three products thinking, well, one of the products will only last 10 days. I'm thinking, we'll work out something to try to help you. But it's going to cost money to get, well, just like it's going to cost money to be a prepper. But if you can write off all of it against your income, you can't afford not to be healthy. If you fall into the jaws of the healthcare system or senior care, let's say because you're so disabled you can't function, believe me, it's going to cost you a lot more than a couple supplements that are going to try to keep you from peripheral neuropathy, diabetic problems, or heart attack, or dementia. And the problem is people will often say, well, I'm going to continue listening to the show, but I'll try to find an inferior product elsewhere that sounds like what you have, Dr. Deagle, but there really isn't anything comparable to what we have. I know all the original guys like Steve Levine at Allergy Research and Metagenics and Designs for Health, and these are the top medical companies. And everybody else is basically a Yahoo. Heavy metals, inferior products, non-activated nutraceuticals. Some of them have done really well turning them into kind of businesses. And I don't need to mention any names, but I can tell you, you have to have a medical contact with somebody with medical experience, like me. And there are doctors around that can do that, telemedicine, but there's very few of them. And you need to be able to actually know if you do testing, if you're going to actually, whether what you want to take work. Well, the same thing goes with prepping. If you can write off the cost of prepping and help other people, you have the dispensable income to prep. Most people want to do it. They never proceed from listening to actually doing step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over a period of a couple of years. Before you know it, you got backup power. You're able to make food like every meal you make. You dehydrate a portion of your meal, create little tubes, drop it in liquid nitrogen, and, you know, freeze dry it so it kills all the pathogens off, store it. In other words, deductions. Yeah, these are all deductions.
All kinds of tax deductions. Yeah.
Tax deductions. And the thing is, if you do this, you can teach other people how to do it. You can maintain little video clips of what you did, and you put it up on YouTube. You can write it all off. And you don't have to have a radio show. A lot of people, I don't have a show. You can have a blog. You can have a newsletter blog that's an email. You can set it up on a website that costs you almost nothing. You need to start being creative out there, people, and replicate on a more minor scale. I've been talking to Michelle about how we might be able to kind of replicate some of the nutraceutical stuff, because I find a lot of people say, well, I want to get better, but I can't afford it, so I'm going to listen to your show, but I'm going to buy a crap from somebody else, hoping it's going to be a third or half as good as what you have. That's delusional.
Let's tell them how to do it.
Yeah.
Ready?
I'm going to tell them how to do it, and I want them to write it off. So Tell us how to do it.
Okay. So how many people prepare their own taxes? And as I traveled across the country, I would ask that question. How many of you, you know, when I'm in a seminar, a live seminar in person, how many of you prepare your own taxes? Raise your hands. Now, raise your hands. Come on, raise your hands.
Yeah.
Come on. And the answer is always the same, regardless of what state I'm in. Okay, the answer is always the same. Most people do not prepare their own taxes. And then the next question out of my mouth is, how come? Why? Why don't you prepare your own taxes? And the answer is always the same. It's too complicated. I can't keep up with the laws. It's too hard. And then the next question is, so who does your taxes? And the answer is always the same. It's always the same. I know this guy. He's great. Awesome guy. He knows every tax loophole. This guy is the best. So everybody believes that his guy is the best. And you even said the same thing, right? Your guy's really good, right?
No, actually, what we do is my wife was a broker. She does basically 95% of the tax, just sends them to me, actually put it in the columns. So all the taxes are done by my wife, so we do it ourselves. We know what we're going to write off. We write off pretty much everything we possibly can that moves. Power, electricity, air conditioning systems
paint.
We have to change now.
How about paint?
Everything you can think of, paint, everything. We write off everything that moves and doesn't move. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we write off our dog yet, but I think that was a new idea
you
just gave me. Yeah,
tell
me how you do that.
Okay. Well, all right, so here's what happens. So Connie, and I'm going to just use that name, Connie, just pick that out of thin air. Connie does taxes in the local town. And everybody knows Connie because she's really good. She's that guy. She's the guy everybody goes to. Why? Because she's really good. Now, does Connie get people audited? No. She's so good that no one gets audited.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was sitting in a seminar one day, and I came in just a couple minutes late, and I ended up in the back of this 500-person room. And the guy at the front of the room said, how many of you have been audited? And I said, oh, geez. Oh. And I sheepishly raised my hand. This was back in the 80s. Raised my hand. And a couple of us raised our hands, just a few. And he goes, the rest of you are paying too much in taxes. Now keep that in mind. So back to Connie. So Connie's the gal. She's really good. Prepares taxes. And so your wife goes to get her hair done. And she's sitting next to this gal. She doesn't see her very often. And she says, how's it going? And the gal goes, oh, geez, terrible. Terrible. Why? What's up? Well, we're getting audited. And what's the next question? The next question is, who did your taxes? Connie. Well, if that's the answer, Connie's done. Connie's sunk because that'll travel like wildfire. Hey, if you go to Connie to get your taxes done, you're going to get audited.
Yeah.
So what does Connie do? Connie's got a tax preparer ID number from the IRS. So every return that Connie prepares is identified to Connie as a preparer. So if one person gets audited, it's likely that the IRS will say, well, you know, there's gold here. We can go dig in. Who else did Connie do income tax returns for? Now let's go check them out. So Connie would be wiped out. So it's in Connie's best interest to play it safe all the time.
Right. So she plays it safe here. If you get audited, it may not be bad. It may be a sign you're actually using you're stretching every rule and law within the law, not trying to evade tax, so that you're actually, if you're audited, if you're following the rules correctly, and which is not that complicated, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's bad if you're a tax auditor because if you're doing these taxes, all your other customers are going to freak out. But when she's playing it safe, you're playing it expensive. How's that? You're going to pay more taxes.
That's exactly right. So here's the answer. Let me just throw out one more scenario. So I'm sure that in elementary school, you and a bunch of guys and gals might get together and play baseball after school, right? So one guy's got a glove, one guy's got a bat, another guy's got a ball, and you go over to one guy's house, and you pick where the bases are going to be, and you're up at bat, you hit a really long drive. You run around all the bases, and you run right past home. Looks like a home run, no question about it. And then 8 seconds later, that ball gets thrown from the outfield. Catcher gets it and says, you're out. You go, hold it. What? And he says, you don't understand. You're new here. Dr. Bill, you're new here. You know, we've got this 10-second rule. We've got 10 seconds to get the ball to home. And you go, wait a minute, what kind of game is that? And what I'm saying is, who in their right mind would play a game without knowing the rules, right?
Right, right.
Well, that's what happens when you have someone prepare your taxes. Someone else knows the rules. You don't know the rules. And I'll tell you what the first thing we say when we give our taxes, not me, but other people, when they give their taxes to the tax preparer. Mark my words and tell me if I'm not right.
Keep that thought. Continue. You're a bit of a comedian, too, because what you're saying is if you give your tax to a tax preparer, they're going to make sure they don't come under the radar of the tax commission, because if they do, they lose all their clientele. So it means you pay the tax person so they never come under the radar, so they won't lose the clientele. So you're always being ripped off. Now, if you follow the rules and you write off everything and you actually set up a business, you're not violating or doing tax evasion. You're just not paying someone to actually pay them to make sure you pay them extra in taxes to the government to make sure they don't lose their business.
Yeah, that's and there's another
that's wacky. That's so crazy, isn't it?
Well, there's another component. So a lot of these tax preparers like warm weather, and they live in, you know, some of them live in climates that are pretty cold. So they work really feverishly from January through April, mid-April, preparing these tax returns. Then they've worked so hard that they owe it to themselves to take a rest, and they go maybe to Florida and spend, you know, 6 months there. So then what happens if a person gets audited? They call their guy, and he says, so what's up? I'm being audited. Yeah. Well, I need your help. I'm in Florida. Well, can you help me? I'm in Florida.
So obviously, they repeat their GPS coordinates is what you're saying.
Right. Obviously, the guy that did the taxes does not want to go to the audit. Right. So now we're faced with the guy who's being audited says, well, I got to have you here. It's all right. So I need a round trip ticket, a couple days in a hotel or motel, meals, and plus, you know, a couple $100 an hour. And then I'll come out.
Oh, my.
So it's incumbent upon the tax preparer to make sure that his clients don't get audited. And they do that by not taking the deductions to the limit. Now, here's what happens. And tell me if you think that this is correct or incorrect. So a person goes to the tax preparer and says the following. Here are my receipts. I don't want to pay a lot in taxes, but don't get me audited. Don't you think that's what happens almost 100% of the time?
Right.
It does. Okay, so that means you're saying, don't get me audited. I'm afraid of audits. Do whatever you have to do. It'll cost me more money. That's okay. But don't get me audited. Being audited is no big deal if you know the rules. Now, the next question is, how do you learn the rules? You go to your favorite search engine, and you type in five letters in a space. The letters are P-U-B, as in publication, space, the number 1, and the number 7. Pub, space, 1-7. And you'll go to the IRS website, and you can download Publication 17, which is the condensed rules. So if you want to learn how to play baseball and not hear, hey, you don't know about the 10-second rule, you know, when you hit a home run, what you do is you learn the rules. Now, you have to read, like, 50 pages, and you'll be grinning from ear to ear because you're going to learn the rules. And you go, wow, I think I can read in between these lines, and I think I can deduct my dog.
So in other words, you don't have to remember that there's a 750,000 pages. The rules are actually pretty short. They're actually probably shorter than the rules for baseball, right?
Right. That's right. That's right. It's a couple hundred pages, but you really only need to read the part about business use of your home. Okay, so here I am in my studio, in the farmhouse, and
yes,
I'm deducting.
That's part five. By the way, that's part five. We've got the page open. It says standard deductions and itemized deductions, et cetera. That's it, part five. So just go to Pub 17, which I pull up the IRS website and just go to Part 5, it tells you what to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the rules. But most people don't read them. So, for example, I deduct my dog. Now, if the IRS says...
Now, come on. If you're going to do this, you should have a magic show. How do you do that? Is he actually protecting your home?
And my cats. All right. I deduct my dogs.
I figure the dog at least can bark. I mean, I don't know what the cat's going to do.
you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm kidding?
No, you always have an angle. Okay, so I know you're not kidding.
Okay, yeah, so here's the point. So I have a dog. I have actually several dogs. And I live in the middle of nowhere, and I have a business.
Right.
And the business is USA Prepares. I'm the CEO. And right. It's a home-based business. I run it out of my farmhouse. And I need a security system. I'm in the middle of nowhere. So is there anything that says it has to be electronic? Does it have to have cameras? Does it have to be connected to some third party that I don't even know where they are, to some guy I don't know, that I'm supposed to trust him, pay $19.99 or $29 or $59 or $99 a month? I mean, why? The way I read it, I need a security system. Why? Because I say so. Why do I say so? I'm the CEO. I'm the president. I'm the boss of my own company. How many people are in my company? Me. I'm the only guy. So I decided that I'm going to have a security system, and I'm going to have a dog. Now, does it have to be a German Shepherd? No. Could it be a Chihuahua? Sure. Could it be a Chihuahua
by the way,
German Shepherd?
I got an even-tempered Westie, and he's 16 years old. But if he barks, it's serious. There's a fire. There's an invader in the house. There's something really bad going on. And Max will tell you right away. I mean, if he just comes down to you and starts kind of shaking his collar, you know there's something up. So we know that somebody's at the house and you can't hear the front door bell, whatever. We know Max knows something's going on that you need to pay attention to.
Okay, well, there's some requirements that, you know, Max has. He probably needs a collar, might need a dog license, might need to go to the veterinarian, you know, once a year for a checkup or however often, or more often if symptoms develop that you want a second opinion on. So Max is deductible.
So he's basically a canine security officer is what he is, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what does he got? When you file, it goes under security system. And so at 53 and a half cents a mile to go to the vet. Now, let me ask you this. So let's say the vet's near Walmart, and you decide that you want to get a couple things at Walmart, bring Max to the vet, have Max checked out, and then come home. Is that trip deductible? No. Because you didn't really go, you went to Walmart. Now, what if you went, let's just change that order. So we're going to go to the vet, and we're going to take care of Max. That's 53 and a half cents per mile. Then we go to Walmart because Max was such a good boy that we decided to get him some treats, some dog biscuits, and some dog food, and then we went home. That's deductible, the whole trip. Now, while you're at Walmart, you say, you know, shoot, since we're here, let's get some stuff for us. Let's get some produce. Let's get some fresh vegetables. Let's get a steak or let's get some hamburger or whatever it may be. Now, you didn't go there for you. You went there for Max. So because that was what your intent was, that trip is deductible, in my opinion. Okay? Now, I've had a gal...
You need to document everything is what you're saying, too. You got to document.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why wouldn't you?
If you're a fastidious documenter, the IRS, if they look at it, it's almost hilarious. They look at your documents and say, my God, you're so anal and obsessive compulsive. Every time you went to the bathroom, you told them which hand you used to clean.
Let me give you an example.
Which button you pressed on the bidet, which buttons you pressed on the bidet.
If you think a bidet is necessary for your business, then that's tax deductible too, and so is the water for it. Now you think I'm kidding, right? I'm not.
We deduct everything.
All right, so
I can tell you the ups and downs of my business. If it wasn't for the fact we have Michelle being a tax wizard and actually doing most of the preparation before it actually goes to our guy to just sign it. And she's going to be much more fastidious this year because I've asked the question even last year. I said, you know, with our business the way it is, are we getting all the tax deductions we should? Because we shouldn't be afraid of auditing if we're actually following all the rules.
Well, actually, you if you do your own taxes, you will absolutely not be afraid of an audit because, number one, you know the rules and you know what you've done.
And, but also, you can't be lazy. You can't say, right, I'm not afraid, but you got to document is what you're saying.
Well, absolutely, and I'll tell you how to document when we come back.
Yeah, in other words, how to be a fastidious documenter so you'll make the IRS agent cringe if they audit you.
Yeah, and then bring your whole family to the audit.
Oh my, for the comedy routine, right? Now, I want to turn this to supplements. I have a lot of people, I have extremes. A lot of people say, well, hey, I pay all this insurance money, and I have a different plans, and I got, you know, if they're in Medicare and additional funds, or they got this or that plan. And I don't want to spend more than X number of dollars for my supplements. I'm thinking, look, your supplements are 100% write-off. Do you want to be on a panel of supplements that make you well, which is 100% write-off? Or do you want to take toxic polypharmacy, unnecessary surgery, or don't even address your health problems and actually die prematurely and get horrifying complications? Now, some people go extreme. They want me to provide them all of their emails, but when we set up our accounts on NutraMedical, every email, every product you bought, right down to the taxes you pay if you're living, say, in California where you pay tax because you don't pay elsewhere outside of the state, is given to you. You don't need to have me itemize things and say, yeah, you got this for this problem, this for this problem. That's really unnecessary. All you need to do is just make sure it lists that these are my health problems, these are what I take for them. I've never in all the years ever had IRS ever complain and say, you can't write off all your vitamins and your technology and your Lumen Photon and your sonic life vibration machine or anything against your own personal health care. Never. It's 100% write-off. So if you want to stay healthy, write it off. You want to prep, set up a business and try to help other people. Maybe you are an expert in one or another area of trying to preserve food or create power or do whatever. Become an expert in that and actually write it off because you're teaching other people something you know, so that system becomes a write-off. Right?
Yeah. And
But don't start blaming me and say, doctor, you need to give me direct documentation. No, we don't. You already got it. You have every email that tells you exactly what you got, and you've already listed in your emails to me why you wanted those supplements. You don't need to have
perspective.
Yeah.
Let's put it in perspective. Okay. So, do you know anybody who throws dollar bills out the window? Because I don't. I'm sure you don't. Okay, it's crazy. It's just...
They throw receipts ridiculous. Out the window, though, don't they? Receipts, don't they?
They throw... Well, they leave receipts on the counter. Do you want that receipt? No. Okay, so here's the plan. So we've established that we're going to start our own business. We're going to do a blog, or we're going to go on YouTube with our videos and or Facebook and discuss the generator or the supplements. And so now those are tax deductions. Now if you have bona fide receipts, they could be worth 25% as a tax deduction. So if you're in the 25% tax bracket, leaving that receipt on the counter just cost you 25% of whatever that receipt is. So if it's $10,
wow,
you've just thrown away $2.50. If it's $100, you've thrown away $25.
You gave me an idea. Let me just give you a perspective here. My second oldest son has a specific, what I call almost supernatural talent dealing with disabled kids. He's a special ed teacher, okay, and he's really getting all his certifications and so on. And I'm trying to convince him to do a blog. If he started a blog and had a little business, he's certified, you know, got an LLC, he could actually write off a blog that he writes as an email blog or a video blog.
Yeah.
He can write off anything that's affiliated with that, including things for his own personal life, right?
Well, it's bigger than that. It's way bigger than that. But the answer is yes. And he doesn't need to form an LLC. How do you start a business? You say, I'm in business. That's it. You're now in business. Now, you haven't filed with a government corporation to say that, you know, you're not asking them permission. You're just in business. So what he can do is if he decides that he wants to investigate something to learn more about child development or special needs, and he has to travel to there, now that trip at 53.5 cents a mile is tax deductible. Plus,
or if he wants to get books, or go to a course, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, or if he decides that he wants to meet somebody and talk about it, and he says, you know what, the best way for us to do this is, why don't we grab a bite to eat? We'll go grab a sandwich over at Joe's Sandwich Shop, and I'll meet you there, you know, at noon, and we'll talk more about this this learning that we're going to be doing together. We're going to share information.
Right.
Now, the trip to Joe's, the cost of lunch, the tip, which is now a gift. We don't use tipping. We gift because you have a $14,000 tax exemption for gifts. So to be kind to the waiters and waitresses, we cross off the word tip and we write the word gift, because then they don't have to report that as income up to $14,000 per year.
Oh, but, isn't that interesting?
Yes. And so what happens is the trip there, the trip back at 53.5 cents a mile, the meal, and the gift now are all tax deductions at 100% of the...
And you don't even need an LLC, so you just have to document. You got to document, though. The key is you got to document.
Well,
how would you document? Do you have a little document diary? What do you carry, a little book with you?
Here's how I do it. Here's how I do it. I take a pencil, and I write on that receipt. I write, here's what it's for. You know, I met with Steve and maybe his last name. Here's what we discussed, and how many miles back and forth. And I put it in a folder. Then when it comes tax time, and if I get audited, and the auditor says, okay, I want to see all these receipts, I'll go, okay, we can do that. Now, it's going to take some time. I have them all right here, all receipts. So you tell me what you want me to show you, and I'll find it. Now, be prepared that it's going to take me a while, but I'm going to do it. I've got them. I've got them all. And
wow.
What I'm saying is they are on a time crunch. They want to get you. They want to skewer you. They want to take as much as they can, and they want to go fleece the next guy.
Okay? Yeah, so in other words, if you don't anal them, in other words, you spend so much time for them to try to overcome your documentation, they're just going to leave you alone and say, you know, hey, you got 50,000 receipts here, and they're all documented with scent pencil marks and dates on them. Yeah, you're fine. And they're going to leave you alone, right?
You remember Columbo on television?
Yeah, and his crumpled overcoat, right?
Okay, well, that's me. That's me. And that's how I behave in these situations. So I've got it. I just have to find it. It's here. I know it's here. Just bear with me just a minute.
Right.
And what I tell them up front is, don't worry. I've taken the rest of the day off, so I'm here for as long as you need me. And it's like, oh, no. They want me out of there. I mean, they can't stand it when they audit me, because I'm there for the duration. I have no place else to go. This is my highest priority. I want to help them understand whatever they need to know about me. And I take all the time, and they really can't stand it, because they've got the next guy in line to fleece him.
Right.
So the bottom line is, I have all my receipts. I document what I did and why. And here's why you do that. Because they can audit you up to 3 years after you file a return. So a lot of us may forget. Well, I don't forget. Why don't I forget? Because I write down, I print out Publication 17, and I write down in the margins why I did what I did. Let me give you an example, an extreme example. So
in other words, you print it out, so it's part of your documentation. Don't send it in with your taxes, but if you ever get audited, you got Pub 17, and the margins written in was what you did on a certain year to deal with specific rule dealing with deductions or whatever. Like I mentioned, Section 5, right?
Let me give you an example. So I got hauled in for an IRS audit. I was audited on the East Coast, and I was moving to California. I thought, well, that's great. You know, they're not going to audit me from the East Coast all the way to California. Well, no, they did. So they hauled me in California. And the guy said to me, I've already given out my refund for the day. No more refunds. This was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay. I mean, that was kind of how he welcomed me. And he said, all right, this deduction right here. You cannot expense a computer. You have to depreciate it, you know, over 5 years. And I said, hold on. Let me look this up. So I pulled out my Publication 17. And I said, oh, here it is. I wrote it in the margin. What I did was I followed these rules, and it said depreciate an income-producing asset over its useful life. I said, well, I'm in the computer manufacturing business, and I make a new prototype every 6 months. This was back in the, you know, like in the 80s.
Right.
I said, so I make a new one every 6 months. So it's obsolete in 6 months. So what I did was I figured, well, 6 months, we'll round it up to a year. So a year, I'll expense it over a year. He said, wow. No one's ever said that before. That's what's right here. It's right here. It's, you know, I'm just trying to follow the directions.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, document, do your own taxes, don't get ripped off, prep, start your own blog, you know, a video blog, whatever. Help other people and sell your services and write off everything you can, but document and write in the margins of the Pub 17 Section 5. And you're all set. In other words, don't be afraid of an audit. Welcome it, because you've got your bases covered.
Yeah. How can you be afraid if you've prepared the information?
Wow.
Yeah. If you want, we can go into more detail next week.
Absolutely. Tax time is coming. My wife's preparing all the taxes, and I'm sure I'd like to get her to listen to this hour, because I'm sure she'll have some more pointers. She's been in the business a long time, but I'm sure we're paying more than we probably should, even despite everything.
Ever give me a call. Ever give me a call, I'll help her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.